理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 35 Eleanor's curiosity to see Mrs. Ferrars was satisfied. She discovered, just as she had suspected, that Mrs. Ferrars was a proud, angry old woman and would have caused many problems for her and Edward if they had indeed become engaged. That morning, after Mrs. Jennings went out for visits, Lucy came to see Eleanor to show her satisfaction in Mrs. Ferrars' behavior towards herself during the dinner party the night before. Eleanor was quite surprised that Lucy could be so pleased with Mrs. Ferrars' attitude towards her, as Eleanor believed it to be quite obvious that Mrs. Ferrars giving Lucy and her sister such tender attention was only to hurt Eleanor.
"My dear friend," cried Lucy,
"I came to talk of my happiness. I was so worried to see Mrs. Ferrars, but she was so interested in talking with me. I knew she was quite fond of me. She was not kinder to anyone else than she was to me. She is such a charming woman, and so is your sister, Mrs. John Dashwood. They are both delightful women indeed. You have never before told me how charming your sister is. Now Edward and I will be able to meet often, for Lady Middleton was quite fond of Mrs. Dashwood, so I believe we will all spend a great deal of time together. I am sure if you tell your sister, Mrs. John Dashwood, that I think she's a charming woman, you will not speak too highly."
But Eleanor would not tell her sister-in-law what Lucy thought of her, as Lucy hoped she would.
"Yes, Mrs. Ferrars is quite delighted with me from the beginning of the night, and I know that when she does not dislike someone, her dislike is great."
Eleanor did not respond to this comment, intended to hurt her. At that moment, however, Mr. Edward Ferrars came into the room. It was quite an awkward moment for the three, particularly since there was no one else in the room, which made them look rather foolish. Lucy had never told Edward she had informed Eleanor of their engagement, and therefore greeted him politely before sitting down, refusing to say a word. Since Edward did not know Eleanor knew of his secret engagement, Lucy could not speak to him with tenderness, and could only look her tenderness. But Eleanor had to do more. She would not let Lucy's presence force her to hide her joy in seeing Edward, and she greeted him with warmth and joy. After a few moments with him, she left to inform Marianne that Edward had arrived. She waited in the hall for a few minutes, so Edward and Lucy would have a short time to be together. When she told Marianne of Edward's arrival, she immediately went to him, eager to see him.
"Dear Edward,"
she cried,
"this is a moment of great happiness."
During Edward's short visit, Marianne insisted that he return to Barton with them to visit Mrs. Dashwood. Edward, of course, politely declined, which greatly satisfied Lucy, but Marianne was quite confused at his refusing her invitation. Soon enough, however, he left them. Soon after, Lucy left as well.
"What can bring her here so often?"
asked Marianne after she had left.
"Could she not see that we wanted her gone? Poor Edward."
Eleanor did not say anything, however, as she knew she could not tell her sister of Lucy's great secret. Chapter 36 Within a few days after this meeting, Mrs. Palmer delivered her first child, Thomas Palmer. Mrs. Jennings was in perfect happiness and went to see her daughter Charlotte every morning after the birth and did not return till late in the evening. Therefore, the Miss Dashwoods would spend a great part of their days at the Middletons, although they would have preferred to remain at Mrs. Jennings' home. But everyone wished for them to spend time with friends. Their time was spent with Lady Middleton and the two Miss Steeles, two girls who they were never pleased to see. Lady Middleton did not particularly like the two Dashwood girls, as they never complimented herself or her children, therefore she thought the girls to be rather ill-mannered. One evening, Eleanor and Marianne were invited to a dinner party with their sister-in-law, Mrs. John Dashwood. The lady having the party supposed the two Dashwood girls were staying with their brother and sister, given that they were related, so the invitations were all sent to the home of Mr. John Dashwood. Therefore, Mrs. Dashwood was forced to take her sisters to the party in her own carriage, which greatly annoyed her. During the party, Eleanor was introduced to Mr. Robert Ferrars, rather a selfish fool, quite different from his honest and sincere brother. After the party, John Dashwood suggested to his wife that they invite his two sisters to stay with them, after the hostess of the party had mistakenly supposed Eleanor and Marianne to be guests of their brother and his wife. Fanny was shocked at the idea.
"I do not see how it can be done," said she, "without upsetting Lady Middleton, as they spend every day with her. Otherwise, I would be quite glad to invite your sisters. Right now, however, they are guests of Lady Middleton."
"But they have already spent a week visiting her every day, and Lady Middleton could not be displeased with my sisters spending a week with their brother and sister." Fanny paused for a moment, then began.
"My love, I would ask them if I could, but I just asked the Miss Steeles to spend a few days with us. They are very well-behaved, good girls, and I think we should know them better. We can ask your sisters some other year. But the Miss Steeles may not be in town any more. I'm sure you will like them."
Mr. Dashwood was persuaded. He saw that it was necessary to invite the Miss Steeles immediately, and planned to invite his sisters another year. He secretly hoped that Eleanor would come to town as Colonel Brandon's wife, and Marianne as their visitor, so he would not have to pay for their time in town with his own money. Fanny was proud of herself. Now she would not have to invite her sisters, who she certainly was not fond of. The next day she sent a note inviting the Miss Steeles, and they happily accepted the invitation. Soon enough, Mrs. John Dashwood was quite pleased at inviting the two girls, as they quickly became good friends.